Changing minds, one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online show. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks, Akina. How about yourself?
I am doing great. I am so excited about our topic today. You know, I've been thinking about it all day, and I've been waiting on our conversation tonight, so it is going to be fabulous. I have a lot of energy today. I can't believe it. You know, I'm never like this on the calls, right? So let's talk about
the topic. I
know this
is a great topic, and I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited to hear, you know, you brought some valuable points in our planning calls today, and I'm excited to share them with our audience.
Awesome, awesome. Well, today's topic is the power within you. And that is a wonderful topic because sometimes we tend to wait on others to do the things we want done, or we wait until this happens, until that happens, or until the perfect time comes. But guess what? There's no perfect time, because the power is already in you. You have everything that you need to do what you want in life. And it's all about the positive thinking, and it's all about the mindset. If you believe it, you can achieve it. Now, yes, there are some things that you have to have degrees for and things of that nature, but in your mind, you have all the skills to pass all those classes to get those degrees, so you still have all the power within you. And there's sometimes when you have to go out and have finances and this and that, but that's okay because you have the power to persuade people to get their buy-in to give you the money that you need in order to make your dreams come true. So everything that you need to make your dream come true, to work and walk in your purpose, is within you. What do you think about that, Jessica?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like, a lot of times people kind of say, well, you know, and you know, Akina and I both are professional network marketers, and a lot of times we'll be coaching people, and they'll use the products we offer, which are, you know, weight loss products. They'll say, well, when I lose the weight, then I'll start my business, or when I, you know, when this happens, well, then I'll do it. And it's really, they have it, like, totally backwards. And, you know, you have to be and do before you can have. You know, so you know, if you want to have something, you have to be a certain way, and then you need to act on it. And when, in order to be that person, you know, you really do have to reach deep within yourself, because like Akina said, you know, everything you need, you do have. And, you know, God, when he gives you a vision, when he gives you a purpose, he gives you everything you need to live into that purpose. He wouldn't give you an inspiration if he wasn't going to show you the way to see it fulfilled. So it's really just about trusting in yourself and trusting in, you know, whatever higher power you pray to, or, you know, whether or not, you know, trust, you call it the universe or God, but trusting that whatever you need is going to be made available to you.
That is great. You know, that's a great point. You know, who are we to doubt our purpose in life? If it's given to us, we should act upon it. We may be in a situation where it looks absolutely grim, but if you have the vision, if it's given to you, you need to act on it. You need to step out on faith and go ahead and make it happen. What is for you is for you. If you were given the vision, then you are supposed to do it. You were not given the vision for somebody else to do it. You were given the vision so you can do it. That is your purpose. You know, it's no reason for the Father to sit there and give you a vision for somebody else when he can communicate just as well to them as he is to you. This is for you. So now, when you have decided that you are ready to walk into that purpose, what happens next? I'm going to give you an example. Changing Minds Online is a prime example of stepping out on faith and walking in your purpose. I remember late March of this year, I got a little email message pop up on my Facebook, and it was a nice lady named Jessica Likewise. And she said she wanted to network with me. She thought we would work well together, and let's see what happens. Now, A, I could have deleted that message and kept on my way. Or B, what did happen is I answered that message and I stepped out on faith and said, let me at least see what she's talking about. And since that message, we now have a radio show, an Empowering Women series, and a First Sunday Superstar segment, all to help other people empower themselves and become better and to step out into their greater. And there's no way in the world that I would have ever gave that up. What do you think about that, Jess?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it really is about just really stepping in, looking into yourself and really claiming your power. Like, each one of us has a power and has a gift and has an ability to do something great, but it's really about acting on it and looking for opportunities all the time. You know, so many people have a vision or they have a desire or something they want to accomplish, but they don't do it. And, you know, it's sad often, you know, that 70% of people want to start their own businesses, but only 10% of people actually do. And, you know, I sit and wonder, well, what about the rest of the people? And, you know, why aren't you acting out on faith? You know, a lot of my friends, and I'm a marathon runner, will say, oh, well, that's awesome. I really, you know, want to run a marathon. It's amazing you're doing it. I'm saying, well, if you want to do it, why don't you do it too? And they'll say, well, you know, I can't do it because of this or that. I have kids or I don't have time or I'm not in a good enough shape like you are. And I remind them that when I started, I wasn't either, that I decided this is where I wanted to be and I pursued my dream, and then that's what wound up becoming my reality. So it really is true that we just have so much potential. And, you know, like you said, with this Empowering Women series and with this Change Your Minds Online, it's a perfect example, you know, where you and I both had a vision and we made our vision come true, and neither one of us really knew what it was going to be. You know, we both felt like it was our calling to empower others, to bless others, and to serve others. And we both said, you know what, we have these set of skills, let's use them. And just trusting that when we explored what our skill sets were, when we explored opportunities and we made ourselves available and open to opportunities, that something beautiful really came from it.
So, Jessica, what made you send that message that day? What made you step out on faith?
You know what really, what it was for me, and I'm very big in personal development, and I had recently attended a personal development conference, and it had talked about using social media as a way to empower yourself. And, you know, in Changing Minds and Mind, you know, we're all about empowering and teaching women and everyone really how to empower other people and empower themselves. You know, for me, it was, I had this vision, I had this dream that I wanted to make my life different, I wanted to make my life better. You know, I have a lot of things I like to do. You know, I want to be able to travel, I want to be able to accomplish certain things physically in my life, and those things are going to take money, they're going to take resources. And so I said, you know, I need to create additional income, and I do work full-time, and I'm a full-time student. You know, I'm finishing up a second master's degree, and I live and work in New York, and I am training for sporting events. So my time was very limited. So it was really in the nook and crannies of my day where I said, okay, I want to make my vision happen. Well, how am I going to do it? And, you know, like you said, is we do have everything we need, and it's really about leveraging your time and leveraging your resources. So, you know, I could have said, okay, well, forget it because I work full-time and I train full-time and I'm in school full-time and I just don't have the time. But, you know, when I'm waiting for appointments to start in my job, or when I'm, you know, standing online to get, you know, a cup of tea or wait for my lunch, or, you know, in between appointments, or, you know, whatever it is, wherever I happen to be, I'm constantly trying to leverage my time. If I have 2 minutes, I'm like, okay, what can I do in those 2 minutes right now to help bring me closer to my goals? And, you know, I was on something called a Fan Page Friday networking party where you network with other people. It was a Friday morning. I don't remember what I was doing, but I must have had a couple minutes of my day, and I sent a message out. And just knowing that, you know, in that time, I may not have had the opportunity to attend live networking parties. I may not have had the time to go to these events or seminars, but I had 2 minutes to send a message. And because I took those 2 minutes to send that message, look what happened. And, you know, that's what we really want to communicate to everybody tonight is rather than sitting there and saying, okay, I don't have the time, I don't have the resources, I don't have what it takes, I need this first, I need to be able to make money first so I can quit my job before I can start my business. It doesn't work that way. Like, your order's reversed. It's not going to work. Like, stop sitting here and saying that you want to be someone before you can have something. You have to be that person first. And that's really what it comes down to, and that's really what it came down to for me, was just saying, okay, this is what I want, this is who I need to be, and this is how I'm going to make it happen.
That's powerful. That's powerful. You know, a lot of people need to realize that, you know, it's okay that it seems big, because if the dream is big, then it's going to stretch you. It's going to challenge you. You know, you don't want a small dream because it's not going to be a challenge to you. It's not going to make you grow. Changing Minds Online made both of us grow. And it's helping us to develop our purpose. We learn more about our purpose every day because we stepped out on faith. And these are things you have to do. Because remember, like Jessica said, you may not have a full 8 hours to devote to it, but you got 2 minutes to send an email. You got 5 minutes to maybe make a phone call to check in. You have, you know, you may have 30 minutes just to read up on what you're trying to do. Take those moments that you do have and develop yourself, which will in turn develop your purpose. We all.
Yeah, that's really true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, I mean, it's really true that, you know, you have to really, like you said, look at your purpose and live into your purpose and be clear what it is, which we talked about, but also, like, reach for the stars, you know, and that kind of had that old cliche saying that, you know, reach for the stars because if you fall, you'll reach the moon or something like that. But, you know, what it really comes down to is you have to dream big enough. And, you know, we've talked about there being, you know, most important kind of information. There's many types of information, but the most important kind is what you don't know you don't know. And that's where your creativity lies. That's where your power to create lies. And, you know, you can be anyone that you want. You can do anything that you want. And you can, you know, whatever it is you want to create, it's possible. You know, just because it's someone hasn't done it yet doesn't mean it's not possible. You can be that first person to do it. You know, and for me, when I stop hearing on a daily basis, oh, my goodness, Jess, you're crazy, that's when I know I need to reach bigger and take on another project. You know, that's kind of my measure, and everyone knows I'm a little bit nuts, and I take on a lot of things, and I accomplish a lot. I'm a very productive person. But, you know, for me, I don't want to be ordinary. And we said on this call before, if you want to be extraordinary, you have to take extraordinary measures. And what that really starts with is looking inside of yourself, meditate, pray, and visualize on what it means to live the life of your dreams. And really sit and create. And don't really just sit and look at what you already know or what you already have and want to improve it and make it better. Really sit. Take time every day to visualize and create what it is that you want. You know, look into yourself. Pray to God. You know, look into your purpose and say, what is it I want to do? How can I make my life different? Who can I help? Who can I serve? Where can I go? You know, and if it takes, like for me, I love to travel. And, you know, I didn't even know certain places existed that now are on my travel list because I went onto YouTube and just searched exotic travel places. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I want to do this. And, you know, now I'm planning a trip to hike Mount Kilimanjaro. And it's just exciting. And I never would have thought that was possible for me. But when I really sat down and created and said, well, what can I do? I said, well, this is it. This is what I can do. I'm going to sit and create it. So it's really about looking outside of your comfort zone and stepping outside of that box. Don't do what is normal to you all the time. You know, don't do what is comfortable to you all the time. You know, if you want to grow, then you have to make a change. You know, I put this post on Facebook, you know, the other day, and it says if you want to be a butterfly, you know, you have to be willing to change enough that it's worth giving up being a caterpillar. And you can't have it both ways. You can't hold on to who you are and live into your purpose and live into your greater self. You have to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to make those changes. The most successful people are the people who embrace change, who are willing to look at mentors and look at what worked for them and say, okay, I'll do it. You know, I have a mentor that I work with, and when they tell me to do something, I just do it. It doesn't need to make sense to me. It doesn't matter if it makes sense to me. It doesn't matter if I don't know why or what the purpose is. I just do it. They tell me to do it, and I'm like, okay, done. You know, someone told me, clean up your house, and okay, I got rid of stuff. Like, I don't know what, and now I get it because I started attracting more resources into my business and business partners, including Akina for this amazing series that we have going on. But it really, you have to be open to change. Like, don't get off this call tonight and just say, well, that was cool. Like, no, get off this call and, like, get on your knees and make a change. You know, get out your pen and your paper and write your goals down. You know, visualize, meditate, whatever it is you do, however it is you communicate with yourself, with God, with the universe, do it and say, who can I be? Make that change and be open to whatever it is you find out.
Oh, my goodness, Jessica, you were just dropping them nuggets, girl. You were just dropping those nuggets. Yes. You know, get out there and make a change. Do it. You know, you're right. You know, change is a constant in life. And if you're not willing to make a change, then you're going to be left behind. We have to be able to change with the times. People, if we are going to have a business, we know that the demands are going to change. The demand in 2014 is not going to be the same demands in 2024. We are definitely going to change within these 10 years in order for us to last in those 10 years. And the same thing, we can't just keep regurgitating the same stuff. We have to go out, be innovative, change, motivate, inspire, find out what the people want so that we can give them what they want and what they need. That makes so much sense, Jessica. Oh, that was powerful. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, change is just so important, you know. And, you know, I quote scripture a lot, but, you know, in John, it tells us that lightness and darkness can exist in the same place. In the same way, your former self and your new self, they can't exist together. I mean, to an extent, right, who you are doesn't, in a way, change, right, the core of who you are, the essence of who you are. And I truly believe the essence of who all of us are is love and potential and infinite potential. You know, that doesn't change, but the outside changes. Your habits have to change. And, you know, if you want to embrace a new version of yourself, you have to give up the habits, the things that didn't serve you before. And don't bring them into your new life. And don't look at your old visions. Look forward. Always look to the future. You know, it's like we need to stop living our past. Over and over and over, we're punishing ourselves, our past mistakes. We're sitting and we're beating ourselves up and we're being the person we were. It's time to live in the present and live for the future. You know, stop living your past.
Yes. Yes, because it's not doing anything for you. It's just taking up space for the focus that you could be putting on your future. That's all it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You've already done it. Let's acknowledge what it is and then move forward. The point of the past is so you don't do it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's basically like the eagle. When an eagle eats, they swoop down, they take the whole animal, and then they take in what they need and they spit out what they don't need. You don't need that past. You don't need those past hurts. You don't need that past negativity. What you do need is the past positivity, the past support, and draw upon that to make sure that you know that you can keep going towards the future. Take in what you need and release what you don't. Hear all of the comments that are coming your way. Hear them, because there's always little nuggets in everything that we hear. But take in the good and dismiss, because you don't have time for that negativity. You are on the path to purpose. You are on your path to purpose. Today is the perfect day to get on that path and truly dedicate it. Dedicate yourself to the path. it may be it may look totally undaunting, but you know what? You have everything you need inside you. Get on the path. So how do we stay on the path once we get on the path? Now, both of us have gotten on the path. You know, we're doing Changing Minds Online. Jessica is working on her marathon. I'm working on my weight loss. We decide to get on the path, but what keeps us on the path? What keeps us on the
that's
path?
That's a really great question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what keeps you
a lot
on the
of
path?
People think, yeah, a lot of people think that it's easy and that once you make that decision, it just kind of happens. But it's really not. You need to make that decision over and over, day in and day out. You know, like every time, you know, if you want to lose weight, you know, you need to make a decision at every meal. Every time someone offers you something that's not part of your nutrition plan, you know, every time you go to a restaurant and you need to make a choice, you know, you're making that choice over and over again. And it does become easier, and that's the good news, is, you know, when you start making those good decisions, every good decision after that becomes easier and easier to make. But the flip side to that is every bad decision also becomes easier and easier to make because your brain and your body get used to it. But you know, for me, and we talk about this over and over and over on this call, but it really goes back to the meditation, the affirmations, and the gratitude. You know, each one of us, you know, our brain is programmed to respond a certain way in situations. And a lot of times, our brain is programmed to respond negatively because people have hurt us in the past or we had an experience that was harmful into the past. And if you want to make a change, you know, chances are you're undoing previously poor habits. You know, and again, you know, I'm sure you don't mind me kind of sharing this, right? But when you decided to get healthy, you know, you were at one point unhealthy or heavier because you did have previously you had poor eating habits, and you needed to change that. You needed to change that scripting, you know, and it really comes down to, like, sitting in meditation, sitting in prayer, using affirmations to redefine who you are to yourself. You know, you want your brain to think of who you are differently, and in order to do that rescripting, you have to take time to relearn who you are and reprogram who you are and fall in love with yourself again. You know, and that's really what it comes down to. If you don't love yourself, if you don't believe that you're capable of accomplishing your goals, if you don't believe you're capable of living into your purpose, then you never will. Then it's just this silly little wish list. You know, I have this, like, list on Amazon, and I never really deleted it, but it's just this massive list of everything I ever kind of thought I wanted, and there's, like, probably 1,000 things in there, and I'm probably never going to order it. I'm probably never going to go back to it. It's just this kind of silly little wish list of things I thought at one point I wanted, and that's kind of how what our dreams become, this silly little wish or this silly little vision, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, if you actually sit and you take time to meditate, you take time to change the way you think about yourself, those dreams can become a reality and you can actually make it. So you're helping yourself by assisting, you know, you in making better choices. You know, our brain has these things built into it. It has all these different systems, your RAS system, which will actually make it so it's easier for you to make good choices. You know, if you view yourself as someone who's unhealthy, you're going to make unhealthy choices most of the time because your brain is programmed to think that you're unhealthy. But if you program it and you think of yourself as healthy, if every day you're sitting and doing affirmations saying, I am healthy, I am attractive, I am lean, I am capable of, you know, running, I am living into my ideal body weight, and that's who you think you are, then you're going to make more healthy choices. Does that make sense, Akina?
Exactly. Exactly. You are just speaking about my whole experience. You know, in addition to my poor eating habits, I also had a negative mindset, and the combination had me overweight and depressed and tired all the time. But once I started living in my, because I wasn't really living in my purpose, I was doing what I love, but I wasn't really living in my purpose. There's a difference, and I'm figuring that out as I'm releasing all of this. As soon as I started living in my purpose, really helping others, I am a servant. And as soon as I figured that out and started really serving, all of my other needs started getting fulfilled. I decided that I need to lose weight. I decided that I needed to start networking more with people. I decided that I needed to change my mindset and do more in my current position. You know, everything changed because I started doing what I was supposed to do, what I was put on the earth to do, to serve. And as the pounds come off, I have to deal with the thing, the emotional baggage that put the weight on in the first place. They don't go away just because you pushed it back. You have to address it once the pounds start leaving. And I had to address these things. And I'm realizing that they come back, but this time I'm stronger. I'm determined and I'm motivated in my purpose not to let any of that stop me now. If I was that person before, I would have stopped months ago. But I am moving. I am taking all of that past and not going back to it. I'm resolving it. That's the difference. I'm resolving it and I'm releasing it. And that's what you have to do in order to be successful. I am making more room for my future. I am making more room so that I have more time to give in my heart to my service. And that's what you really have to do. You have to release it. You have to release it. You have to decide what you want. You have to know what you want, and then you have to go get what you want. And you can't let any of the past stop you from getting what you want. And that's the power within you. Your power was small at the beginning, but as you keep going in your purpose, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger because you start believing all the affirmations that you're saying. You're starting to soak in all the energy from your meditations. You are starting to truly see all the things you are visualizing in your mind each morning when you start your day. And your power is getting ready to be unlimited. So just go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over.
Yes. Yeah, yes. And this is a topic that we could talk about forever, and it's so near and dear to our heart, Akina. And, you know, unfortunately, we're just at that time where we're really at the top of the, you know, 9:30 for a call kind of hour. And, you know, what we really want to leave you with today is really just the understanding that, you know, you can have anything you want, and you can be any person that you want. And, you know, what it really comes down to is, like Akina said, is seeing it until you believe it. It doesn't matter if you don't believe it, but when you get off this call tonight, I want you to look in the mirror, and whatever it is that you dislike about yourself the most, whatever negative image you have of yourself, look in the mirror and say the opposite thing. So if you think you're unhealthy, if you think you're bad at managing money, if you think that you're unattractive, look in the mirror and just say it, and say it every day until you believe it's true. And it doesn't matter what you believe now, because it will happen, and that re-scripting will occur. You know, and that is what you need to live into your purpose. And like Akina and I said, you know, personal growth and personal development is so important. You are your biggest investment. You have to invest in yourself. And we do want to congratulate you if you're on this call, and especially if you're listening to the end and you made it tonight with us. You know, you are doing what it takes. So, you know, pat yourself on the back, reward yourself. Go have a piece of chocolate or something. I know I'm healthy. I like to be healthy, and I like to coach people in nutrition, but you deserve it. Go eat some chocolate. You have my permission, and reward yourself, and, you know, just take pride in knowing that you are trying to become better. You know, so on that note, Akina, is there anything you want to add before we close our call tonight?
Yes. If something we said tonight touched you, please go to our website at Change Your Minds Online and download this call for yourself. You can also download it on our app. We're on iPhone and we're on Android. And, of course, you know we're on iTunes and Podomatic as well. If you just need a little bit of motivation, we're here for you. And you can also reach out to us on our website at Change Your Minds Online. We want to reach out and we want to know you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Akina and I do take time to respond to every email we receive. And every Facebook comment, we will respond to them and we do read them. And, you know, it, oftentimes people wonder whether or not, you know, we have a team of people that are working for us. And, you know, we do use post-planning services, but, you know, we do read and respond to every single comment on our website and every single message that we're sent. You know, you will receive a personal response from one of us. So we encourage you to reach out to us. You know, we want to get to know you guys better. We want to help you and share any and all feedback, and comments are appreciated. So, you know, on that note, we love you, God bless, and have a great day.
Good night, everyone.